Chapter 71. Bryce Kane opened his front door a few minutes after 6 the next day, saw it was Jesse and started to close it, saying, "I've said everything I need to say to you." Jesse stopped the door with his right hand. "Not quite," he said. He handed Kane the envelope in his other hand. "What's this?"
"A search warrant," Jesse said.
"Get lost," Kane said.
"Bryce," Jesse said, stepping past him, "we can do this the hard way, which is how I'm rooting, or the easy way. Totally up to you." They were standing very close to each other. Kane was holding an empty glass in his hand. Jesse could see him making a calculation about whether to stand down or not. He bought himself some time by opening the envelope and studying the warrant.
"I'll have Judge Victor's ass for this," he said.
"Nice to think so.
What are you searching for exactly?"
"Just one item of clothing," Jesse said. "Your Patriot's hoodie. The one you were wearing yesterday when you flipped me off on the bridge."
"And why do you want that?"
"Because I believe it's the one you were wearing the night you shot Paul Hutton," Jesse said. "Your brother. Almost biblical, Bryce. Little like a Cain murdering Abel."
"Lily shot him."
"That's what I thought, too," Jesse said. "And what you were happy to have me think. Especially now that with her gone, all that fucking money goes to you."
"You're full of shit until the end," Kane said.
"Maybe so," Jesse said. "But let's go get the hoodie. See, here's the thing most civilians don't know, even smart lawyers like you. Gun residue stays on articles of clothing a long time. A lot of times it leaves a stain that won't come out, even after a good washing. Kind of stain a lab can test." Kane stared at him, his mother's icy blue eyes, maybe trying to decide if Jesse was playing him.
"I'll go get it," he said.
"I'll go with you," Jesse said.
"Where do you think I'm going?"
"Hopefully, jail," Jesse said. Jesse took a Ziploc bag out of his back pocket now and opened it.
"What's that for?" Kane said.
"Drop the glass in here if you don't mind," Jesse said. "Most people also don't know how to properly wipe down a gun. Got a feeling the partial print on the gun we found next to Lily might just turn out to be yours." They were still standing just inside the door. Bryce Kane finally shrugged and placed the glass in the plastic bag. Jesse set it on a small table in the foyer.
"Knock yourself out," he said,
and led Jesse up the stairs to his bedroom. The walk-in closet was as big as Jesse's office. On top of one of the bureaus was the Patriot's hoodie, the old school one Bo Marino said he'd seen the runner wearing. Minuteman in a tricorn hat, getting ready to snap a football. Kane grabbed it and tossed it at Jesse.
"More circumstantial evidence for you to knock yourself out with," Kane said. "We both know. If you had enough to charge me, I'd be in fucking cuffs already."
He crossed his arms in front of him.
"And if you ever do charge me on flimsy shit like this, all that means is I'll finally have your ass."
"Your mother called you that night and told you to go pick him up," Jesse said. "The timing lines up."
"She called," Kane said. "Not about that.
But you were careful enough to leave your phone here."
"My phone was here because I was here after I came home from the theater," Kane said. "How would you even know that, by the way?"
He told him what he'd told his mother about the modern world.
"Whatever," Kane said.
He walked out of the closet and back down the stairs and through the foyer, opened the front door.
"Now get out," he said.
"What I'm curious about," Jesse said, "is what Lily told you before you did it. That he was here after your money? She tried to tell me that the old man might have had him killed, but it was you." Kane smiled and shook his head slowly.
"Pass," he said.
"That's the ironic part, don't you think?" Jesse said. "The guy wasn't really after money, just a family. Even one is fucked up as yours. Let me explain something to you that my father explained to me one time, Kane said. When they say it's not about the money, it's always about the money. He walked over now to where Jesse was standing in the middle of the room. Not all the way into Jesse's space, but close enough that Jesse was hoping he was about to do something stupid. Do you have any idea how much shit I've had to eat in my life? He said in a quiet voice. Lily always talking about having to do that because of the way the old man screwed around. Well, she had no idea what it was like being me. None. Do you know what it's like your whole life being told you'll never measure up? Get out of the way and let the old man show you how it's done? But I took it, and I waited. And then I took over the business, knowing I was going to cash in when he finally did the world a favor and died. Jesse noticed a slight sheen of sweat on his upper lip. Just for the sake of conversation, Bryce said. Sure, Jesse said. Just you and me here, a couple of boys chopping it up. Bryce said, you think someone who had taken that kind of shit his whole life was going to let some drunk show up and claim a share? Whatever he was saying about family. Fuck him. And fuck you. Jesse could feel himself smiling now. So, you're finally Kane Enterprises, free and clear, he said. Bet your ass, he said. President, chairman of the board, keeper of the flame. Well, for now, Jesse said. What's that supposed to mean? Means that even though what I have on you might not stand up in court, there still might be enough to charge you, Jesse said. And if I do that, it sure as shit will get the board's attention, don't you think? He reached over and patted Kane on the shoulder. There's all kinds of jail, Bryce, Jesse said, on his way past him and out the door.